There's a very surprising case before the Georgia Supreme Court, and it might decide whether or not the state can afford the death penalty anymore. Jamie Weiss has been sitting in jail for 4 years waiting for a trial because the state can't afford to pay for adequate legal representation. So yesterday, Weiss appealed to have his charges dropped, or at least the death penalty part of them, taken off the board. We're going to talk now with Emily Green, a reporter covering the justice system for Georgia Public Broadcasting, and Robert McGlasson, an attorney who represented a previous death penalty defendant, Brian Nichols, in one of the most expensive cases in the state's history. And Robert has represented indigent defendants for 26 years. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Emily, can you explain exactly what this case before the Georgia Supreme Court is about? It appears that even the judge has said this is setting precedent on whether or not the state can afford the death penalty.
Well, Jamie Weiss was charged in 2006 with killing a woman in Georgia.
And during a burglary.
And he sat in jail for about 3.5 years. And during much of that time, there was wrangling over who would represent him, because basically the state didn't have money to pay the lawyers who are representing him. And now Jamie Weiss's lawyers have gone before the Georgia Supreme Court to say this is a violation of the constitutional right to have a speedy trial. And they are asking that, at the very minimum, the death penalty portion of Jamie Weiss's trial be dismissed, and at most, that all of the charges against Jamie Weiss be dismissed.
Okay, Robert, let's explain how large this scope is. I read that in recent weeks the State Office of the Capital Defender hasn't had enough lawyers to actually defend about 70 death penalty cases that are pending statewide. And you actually defended, as we said before, Brian Nichols, who was a defendant in a very expensive case. How widespread is this problem?
Well, Celeste, you've put your finger right on the problem here. The Weiss case is just a symptom of a much larger issue that's facing not only the Georgia indigent defense system, but similar systems all throughout the country. We all know, and we're having a major economic crisis in this country, and it's trickles down to state budgets and systems like those that are there to provide representation for indigent criminal defendants are often the last in the food line.
Are we losing the signal with you there, Robert? So, Emily, the state law requires that they have two state attorneys representing death penalty defendants. And part of the problem here is not only that they can't have two, but they can't have one. Is there a solution here that could actually affect whether in the outcomes of these cases, or are they going to end up actually having to let some of these people go?
Well, it seems unlikely that they're going to be let people go. The Georgia Supreme Court is pretty conservative, and the Georgia General Assembly is very conservative. I think the ultimate solution would be to greater fund Georgia's public defender system. It's very underfunded at this point, and that has, as you said, resulted in many people sitting in jail right now sort of waiting for lawyers. I think right now there are at least four people right now, and including one in a very high-profile case in the murder of boxing star Vernon Jones, who are sitting in jail and don't have two lawyers representing them. So I think the ultimate solution, though, will be to just fund Georgia's public defender system more.
Robert, they have actually been cutting funding to the public defender system over the past few years. At the same time, they're calling for more funding, but they're cutting it. I don't think anyone is thinking that Georgia is not going to have the death penalty anymore, right?
Well, I it's hard to say, but I would agree with Emily that the solution is to provide adequate funding. The problem is we have a very staunchly Republican legislature here who's actually, as you mentioned, gone the other way and decreased the funding over the years instead of increased it, and it's created this crisis. And until that changes, you have defendants like Weiss and hundreds of others throughout the state in which we're just embedding constitutional violations that, if they ever get to trial, will require reversal on appeal. So this is a problem that's just going to snowball and get bigger and bigger as time goes on. And I don't foresee the current legislature dealing with the root of the problem, which is providing adequate funding. In the meantime, the answer is people like Jamie Weiss are going to have their constitutional rights protected. And in his case, I suggest that the only way that can be done is to take the death penalty off the table, and including in these other cases that are facing similar problems.
You know, James, let's talk about Jamie Weiss real briefly, because he is sitting there in pretrial mode. He has absolutely no legal counsel at all while he's sitting in incarceration. And from what I understand, he also has been exhibiting some serious mental illness signs, and he's not being treated.
He's tried to commit suicide three times. One time he was found hanging in his cell, and he tried to fight the guards off while they were cutting him down. He slit his wrist twice. He's been on major medications. Those medications have been adjusted many times, and the state doctors who've examined him, these aren't private defense appointed doctors. These are doctors for the state mental health system, have all found him to be severely mentally ill, psychotic, et cetera,
like
throughout
Gitmo.
The time he's been incarcerated.
It sounds like Gitmo.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. This is in Pike County, about 100 miles south of Atlanta, and you know the jail system there itself is overburdened with lack of funding and so forth. And so he's getting minimum kinds of attention and so forth, all the while not being represented by a lawyer.
Right,
now keep in mind the prosecution, the police, their investigators, they're all getting paid. They're all working on the case for 3.5 years. They're saying they're ready for trial, of course.
Yeah. Robert McGlasson is a local attorney in Atlanta, Georgia, who's represented indigent defendants for 26 years. He's now in private practice. Emily Green is a reporter covering the justice system for Georgia Public Broadcasting. This story about Georgia is part of our continuing series this week at the impact of state budget cuts on daily life in the United States. Coming up, we'll talk to Woody Harrelson about his new film.